Can I ask you a question?
No, you cannot.
JK.
Well, that kind of was the question.
Only 22 years old, right? That's something we said. Yeah. JK, only 22 years old. You think he should be further along?
Well, it's tough, right? You would think that he should be further along? But when you look at the way his rookie year, he's raw. He's not going to play. They win a championship. You got Wiggins, you got Draymond, you got Otto Porter Jr., you got GP2, you got Poole, you got all these guys. So then the second year comes around, and you think that he's going to take a step up, and he's playing the lineups that maybe wasn't conducive to his game, and Anthony Lamb and Ty Jerome come around. And Steve Kerr's a win-now type of coach. I got these guys. We're in the mix. Got to win. You're not going to get inconsistent minutes. And last year, he finally becomes consistent or whatnot, but I don't know. He's 22 years old, man, and he doesn't have a lot of reps. So should he be following along? You would hope that he is. But hopefully by the end of the season, he is farther along and he's that player that everybody believes that he could be within that building.
Well, I think where I get frustrated with the rhetoric regarding Kuminga is that, to a degree, yes, the coach controls, you know, when he plays, but he also has culpability in that. And the one area that I would love to actually see him take a big leap forward, and I thought he did a good job yesterday, if he just was dedicated to just crashing the glass on this team, just crashing glass all day, and not just jumping in the air for a rebound, but boxing out. I think that would go a long way to increasing his minutes. I know we're going to look at points and the three-point shot and the shot selection and passes and some of the defensive lapses, but if you were an 8-12, you know, give or take, rebound game guy, like that would be huge for him. He would stay on the floor in a lot of different scenarios.
There's a lot of different rebounders on his team and a lot of three-point shots to where long rebounds are happening. So that's why you see guards grab a lot of rebounds on his team and you see wings. So he did see 28 minutes and 12 seconds. He's going to get plenty of play time tonight at Chase Center against the Pelicans when they tip off and the Warriors go for the sweep. So let's see it play out. Let's see where he's at a month from now. It's the beginning of the year. And the way he ended last season, I thought was a massive step in the right direction. The guy, Damir Ivers, 20 from January 1st on. Like, Damir Ivers, 20, five rebounds, was getting to the cup, and he was starting to play better defense. His defense is getting a lot better. So I think we should wait. Give it some time here. Give it some time. Now, the contract stuff's going to linger. There's going to be a point we get there. But do not light a match in the bathroom. The sprinklers will go off. Your boy, Rocco.
I'm just
bathroom thing. I'm a little sidetracked. But JK's going to be fine. Should he be farther along? Maybe if you think so, but also you look at the situation, and I understand why he's not maybe where you may want him to be at. Where do we want him to be at? You want him to be an all-star right now? He's 22 years old.
Well, there's only so many all-stars. Right. That's a little too far for me.
Well, sorry to cut you off there, Shasky, but I mean, my question there, that wasn't an intentional cutoff. I apologize. When it comes to Kuminga, though, just in terms of should he be further along, I mean, how much is it the fact that when he was drafted, he came onto a team that was basically in win-now mode, and he didn't get that runway that all the other guys got.
Yep, just explained that one.
Yeah.
They won a championship. Where is he going to play? No, it's to your point.
No, it's where would he have gotten that
context
time?
Context matters here, yeah. Where is he going to
get the other guys
play
who
time?
Were drafted, you know, in that first round with them, the minutes they played, the stuff they've done, it's because they were on teams where it's just like, yeah, go out and do whatever. Like, Kuminga didn't have that, you know, runway to just hit the court and do whatever and learn, kid.
Like, but what if I said to you, like, of the guys in his draft class, first rounders, he was drafted, what, seventh? He's 11th most in minutes. All that being said, he has stayed relatively healthy. He has gotten some opportunities because injuries play a factor in this. Like, I'm looking at Cade Cunningham. He's 9th in overall minutes. Well, he was hurt, you know, a few times.
Right.
And so that's going to play into it. But he has gotten a lot of minutes.
And he's played on a team and he gets to handle the ball and he's the number one option. Like, he is their franchise guy. Stephen Curry's a franchise guy here. And then he had Clay. You have Draymond, you have CP3. There's a lot of mouths to feed around here. A lot of mouths to feed. So, and he's, not to mention Andrew Wiggins, who is an all-star, who plays a three, which Kuminga's doing right now. So he's going to play at Andrew Wiggins? You're going to really play Kuminga ahead of Andrew Wiggins coming off that championship? I don't know. By the way, we're going to get to a call in just a second. I know we're running out of time, but these texts are coming in pretty funny. Yo, guys, if your bathrooms are kept up properly, not only is that a health code violation, but in California, they have to be kept to a certain standard or legally they can't do bleep, we could take a long ass break to go home and use the facilities there. So is this a health code violation? Are we going to get investigated for this bathroom situation?
I think our janitors do a very, very good job of keeping these bathrooms clean.
Last night was the first time I saw JK get blocked at the rim that bad.
I thought you were going to say last night was the first time I seen the janitor in this building.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Can we go to my girl, man, in Oakland, Tony?
Good morning. I'm glad we're off that subject matter. Now, you guys
Tony, do you think we could get shut down because of this? I don't know how the bathroom smells. I haven't been in it all day.
But you know what's interesting? It all depends what area you're in. Like, we go to this Scottish event that's huge, thousands of people, and the bathrooms are utterly, you know, pristine. It's all who's using them and how they're leaving it for the next person, right?
I'm with you.
It's the Russian River Cabin rule. The Russian River Cabin rule is leave it better than when you showed up.
Yeah, that's what I used to say to the tenant. All right, so you guys are talking about people and he's a project and this and there's no solution. Okay, today, I know you're not understanding the field, but some players, they aren't like Luka and they aren't like Brady, where they don't even need a coach. Most guys need it. And this person at the club I was talking about, I said, now when you size up a person, he goes, well, how do you do it? And I go, you're just looking at the object. I look and feel how much will they have, how much stuff they're bringing. He goes, how do you do that? And I said, well, you obviously can't do this with sports. What else do you do? And he builds stuff. I go, you know when you're talking to your friend, another builder, and they give you that passion, and suddenly he goes, yes, and I can feel it. I go, do you feel that? It's like a breeze going through you. That's spiritual passion. So the coach, now I, you know, Kerr is much better than Shanahan, but these people, they don't bring it like a Kuminga. He needs more passion. He's not going to bring it like a Luka automatically. So someone has to be hired that gives these people the stuff so they walk out there and they become heroic. They expand. They have God's fullness. Do you understand what I mean?
I Tony, I always understand what you mean. Thanks for the phone call.
I had no idea what she meant.
Because you're not in the zone, Chasky. It's simple.
I listen.
Gotta get to the zone.
I think if I were to translate what she said into basketball terms, I think what she basically said is the Warriors player development could probably be a little bit better.
There you go. Way to tie that together, Lovin.
I just think that we say things like that, and development's really hard. Like, some people just don't have it in them, right? Like, the coaches could say the same things, and some people just commit the same mistakes over and over and over again. Other people, you teach them something, and they grasp it almost immediately, and next thing you know, like, they take off. Like, everyone, how they learn and how they react, like, some people develop at different stages, and I think we say, like, oh, this team can develop and this team can't develop. And,
well,
I don't know.
I do. Well, number one, I want to say the Warriors have developed. I don't want to make it seem like I want to speak for myself. That's what I was going to get here. Looney's developed. Poole developed. Klay developed. Curry developed into an MVP. Draymond developed here as a second round pick and became a defensive player of the year.
Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins was a two-way star. Is a baller for the Warriors. I mean, guys develop here. Let's not get it twisted. Guys have developed to play very, very well in the system. Moody's developing. TJD, he's developing. Now, also with Kuminga, you got to put into context, there's a lot of stuff happening here. There's a lot of variables. These combinations that he's playing with. He hasn't played a lot of minutes with Wiggins, Draymond, and TJD, and Stephen Curry. So it's going to take some time. So, as I say, there's no patience in the NFL. In the NBA, you can exhibit a lot more patience. You can look long-term in the NBA. You can look like, I get it, Steph and company want to win now. Are they a championship team right now? I don't think so. But can you get there by developing? In the NBA, I think you're awarded a lot more patience. Baseball, you're awarded patience. The NFL is just a different beast. But you know what? Kuminga is getting better and better and better, and he gets better and better by the game. So I say we exhibit more patience with Jonathan Kuminga now. He's probably thinking, I need to play now because I need to get my money or whatnot. But he's going to be there. Barring injury, I think he's going to get his back. I don't know if it's going to be for the Warriors, but he's going to get it back. So that's where I'm at with that. Fast Five.